to life again. By this, we are saved. We're heading towards Easter Sunday, and we're going to be talking about the resurrection a lot more starting today. I'm Pastor David. Hello. Welcome to the program. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And how we start off every program is the declaration of the gospel that Christ died for our sins. He met death in the grave. He rose to life again. By this, we are saved. The resurrection of Jesus is the foundational truth of Christianity. And I want to talk a little bit about what do we mean by resurrection today. Now, this might almost sound a little silly. You might think, well, of course I know what the resurrection is. However, it isn't often understood clearly enough. So I'm going to make a few points today, because I want us to focus on what it means for a resurrection to occur. And what we mean is that a body that has died comes back to life. When we talk about the resurrection, we're not talking about the idea that you go to heaven after you die, that there's an afterlife, that you enjoy things in some other next life, that you'll see family members and see people and people will see you. And you know, that is true, but that's not the resurrection. And that's what I want to zero in on. When we look at the resurrection accounts, there are four gospels, and they all tell us the story of how Jesus died, was buried, and that he rose from the dead. We also have an account of that in 1 Corinthians, a briefer account. And then we also have, of course, mentions of the resurrection or verses about the resurrection of Jesus in many other places in the New Testament. But our four main accounts are in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All four of them describe how the tomb is found empty. And two of them specifically say, he is not here, he is risen from the dead. Now, why is that important? Because when we're talking about the resurrection, we're saying that the body of Jesus Christ that was dead, that had died on the cross and had been placed in the tomb and was room temperature, or outside temperature, I guess, in this case, he was completely dead. That same Jesus, that body, stood up and walked out of the tomb. That's why he's not there. It's not that someone came and moved him to another place, or that he was vaporized or something like that. No, the body of Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and came out alive again. And this is different from other stories in the Bible. We see other places that talk about how someone had died and was raised from the dead. We read about this with Elijah and Elisha in the Old Testament. Jesus also raises Lazarus, for instance, from the dead. However, all of those, they continued living again, but they died again. Jesus, it was something different. It was a resurrection body. And this was really him. I mean, you could recognize him. People could see that it was Jesus. And he even still had the nail holes in his hands and in his feet, and the piercing in his side, and you could touch him, you could feel him. In fact, Jesus appears to Thomas in the Gospel of John and says to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. So you could touch Jesus. He had a physical body. He wasn't some kind of ghost appearing to the disciples. He had the marks on him that had been put on his body in the crucifixion were still there after his resurrection. And the Bible describes Jesus as the first fruits in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the first fruits of those who will rise from the dead. In other words, this is the destiny of all those who believe in Christ. When we die, we depart and we are in heaven with God, yes. But the Bible also talks about that as being incomplete. There is the depiction in Revelation of those who are in heaven, the souls of those in heaven, who are yet awaiting for the resurrection, who are longing for it. And Paul writes very clearly about this in 1 Corinthians 15 and in 1 Thessalonians chapters 4 and 5, that those who have died, even though their spirit is in heaven, they're still longing for the resurrection. You and I are made to be physical human beings. We are made to be both body and spirit from now on into all eternity. And death is something that ends our physical life. It doesn't end our spiritual life. We have an existence beyond just our body, but it's incomplete. There's something unsatisfying about it. And what happens with Jesus is that his body comes back to life, never to die again. We read about different accounts of his life in the resurrection, and then he ascends into heaven. His body goes up into heaven. He is the first human being that has this new kind of resurrection body, where body and spirit are in heaven for all eternity. And you and I also will have that happen with us if we've put our faith in Jesus Christ. One day our body will be raised up from the dead and be reunited with our spirit. We will be whole again. All of us will be together, we'll be there, and we'll be with Christ, and we'll be with God forever and ever. So this is the resurrection, and we see that all four gospel accounts, they have some different details. Some of them talk about Mary Magdalene seeing Jesus. Some of them talk about the disciples seeing Jesus. And so there's very different accounts as far as who sees Jesus first, but you can put them together. When you compare them, you can see that some of them don't mention certain details of the story and others do. And you can combine the four gospel accounts together and create the whole picture of what happened. And that's important because what you have is four independent eyewitness accounts of the resurrection. They're not working together. They're writing very independently of one another. And they all say some very basic things, though. Jesus Christ was a living man who was killed on a cross. He was buried. They include a lot of the same details about how he was buried. And that on the third day, no one could find his body, and that angels appeared to certain people. Again, they don't all include all the same list of people, but we can put them together. And that Jesus then began appearing to the disciples. In fact, Paul will write in 1 Corinthians 15 that he appeared to 500 eyewitnesses. So the question here is, did this really happen? And if it did really happen, as I've told you before, then it proves Christianity is true. Without any doubt, Jesus claimed to be God. He prophesied he would be crucified and rise from the dead. He did it. And therefore, we know he's God. We know we can trust everything he said. He tells us the Bible is God's word and what we can trust. And there you go. That's the message of Christianity. Everything about it is true. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, everything about Christianity is false. It's all a hoax. It's all people who came up with a bunch of lies. I mean, there's just absolutely no way around it. And so the resurrection of Jesus means everything. And so we're going to get into this question, well, did Jesus rise from the dead? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, because if he did not, you have to come up with some other explanation for these gospel accounts. For the other writings in the New Testament, was it an elaborate conspiracy? Were these people deceived? And one by one, we'll see that any other idea other than that Jesus rose from the dead really is very difficult to believe. Even if you don't want to believe Jesus rose from the dead, I find it hard to look at the evidence and not. So we'll pick up there tomorrow. Remember, Friday at 6:30 at First Baptist Church Fairfax, we're going to have a special service, Experience the Passover, and I welcome you to come and have dinner with us. You can find out about it on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.